Rhiannon Green is the Director of Finer Details. Man, I love that title. She's with Food Tourism Strategies based in Calgary. She joins us on the line today. Rhiannon, thank you very much for joining us. Alberta on the plate. It is being served up for another year. Sounds delicious.
Yes, we are back. This is year number 7 of this annual festival, so very excited. Survived the pandemic, survived everything else, and we're back and better than ever.
7 years that Alberta on the Plate has been on the palate, as it were. How incredible has this promotion been, especially from a local perspective?
You know, it really allows a lot of different dining and food service establishments to really celebrate our local farms and producers and ingredients and talk about that local food story in a different capacity. A lot of them incorporate local ingredients into their menus, but being, you know, humble Canadians, we don't like to brag a whole bunch, so sometimes we don't talk about it as much as we should. But this festival allows them to really showcase those wonderful ingredients that are being grown here, raised here, processed here, not just on the plate, but also in the glass, incorporating our wonderful brewers and distillers into the mix as well. And it really just allows that focus and that shine to be on Alberta food.
The importance of shopping local, doesn't matter whether you're at home or abroad. I ought to know because I was on vacation this past long weekend, and we made emphasis on shopping local. How important is that, especially with this festival now on the table?
Well, you know, as we start to talk about that idea of supporting local, and we know it gets used a lot. Everything these days seems to say support local, buy local, shop local. Well, what that does is it actually keeps more money in our local economy. So instead of a portion of that money going to, you know, overseas or to other countries, that is money going back into the pockets of the farmers, of the growers, and that's keeping more money in our local Alberta economy, which allows us to keep growing and keep producing the incredible ingredients that we have here while giving people a really true taste of what it is that we have. You know, Alberta beef is very, very popular and well known, but we create and produce so many wonderful foods, from produces to proteins to eggs to honey to even yak, all sorts of stuff that you'd never expect necessarily to find here in Alberta. And we're doing it exceptionally well because we've got the right climate for producing such a wide variety of ingredients. So by celebrating and supporting those local establishments that are buying from our farms, from our producers, it's helping to give us a more sustainable local food economy.
Yeah, that's a really good point you bring up here, Rhiannon, is the fact that this is, well, I was talking to Tanis Baker a couple of hours ago, who's also with Food Tourism Strategies, and she basically agreed with the fact that, hey, these are people's livelihoods here, and it's something just as simple as food, correct?
Absolutely. And every little bit counts. You know, some people tend to think like, oh, I can't buy local products because they cost more and I can't afford to add that into my budget. But the reality is that every little bit helps, whether it's buying, you know, a bundle of carrots from a local farmer or some locally produced honey or, you know, that local craft beer that as opposed to something that's being imported. Every little piece helps. So by reinforcing that and helping remind people that it's not an all or nothing game, you can pair all those wonderful local products with some of your other pantry staples that, you know, may not be from Alberta, but that's okay. Because the idea is that we just want to get everyone moving in the right direction. So every little bit helps.
Even for something just as simple as the local coffee shop, right? I love those.
Absolutely. And Alberta, of course, we don't grow coffee beans here, but what we do here is we take those wonderful coffee beans and we roast them and we create these really unique and distinct flavors here. So every little bit helps.
Now, I know that a lot of establishments around the province are involved with Alberta on the Plate, including up here in the Northwest. I know Board and Barrel Restaurant in Peace River is part of Alberta on the Plate, but if I'm not mistaken, With this promotion, you're looking to get more establishments involved, are you not?
Absolutely. We are always open to welcoming new establishments to participate. Board and Barrel has been a wonderful partner for many, many years, and they always come out with fantastic menus and promotions during the Alberta on the Plate Festival. But every year we do an open call, and the requirements for participating establishments is very easy. Basically, you just have to be in Alberta, you have to be in good standing with AHS, which you have to be to operate anyways. You have to be willing to put out a fixed price festival menu, so you decide your menu in advance and it stays consistent during the festival. And then you have to be either incorporating local ingredients in your menus year round or be willing to start. So, because we are obviously wanting to help more establishments to incorporate local ingredients as well. So we can help them with that process, and they can utilize the festival as a way to try working with some of those local partners to start incorporating them, see how it works, and then be able to continue on afterwards featuring those wonderful local menu items as well.
How good would this be a way not only for the chefs of local establishments or the creators of local establishments, but the customer as well to say, hey, this is something I've never seen before, not only with the promotion, but with maybe the presentation that they have, whether it be food, coffee, beer, whatever, a good way to try something new.
Absolutely. I always love to use our festival is a great way to go out and try some ingredients, try some dishes that you may never have tried before. Don't worry too much about the details on the menu, because, you know, if you're a pickier eater, then you might go, oh, I don't like that. But I promise you, in the hands of these wonderful chefs and restaurateurs, these ingredients are going to shine. So you are going to enjoy it, and you're going to have a great experience. You'll get to learn about those local farms and producers, and get to celebrate all of these wonderful ingredients that we have here and be a part of the wider Alberta Local Food Week as well.
If I'm not mistaken, if I've got the dates correct, it's the 8th to the 17th of August that Alberta on the Plate is on?
That's correct. Our establishments, of course, not all of them are open every single day, so we do encourage everyone to double check that the establishment they're wanting to visit is going to be open for the days that they plan to visit. You can also find all of the wonderful farms and producers that are being featured on the menus, of course, the menus themselves, all the participating establishments, all of those finer details you can find on our website at albertaontheplate.com.
Rhiannon Green is the Director of Finer Details for Food Tourism Strategies Incorporated. Rhiannon, I appreciate your time. Bon appetit. Thank you very much.
Thanks so much.